Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today for this radio program. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ, and this week we are talking about some things that Saul saw while he was blind. And what we're talking about is the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. That's recorded in Acts chapter 9. You may remember he was struck down blind on the road to Damascus, but we're making the point this week that there were a number of things that he could see. Yesterday we pointed out that he could see that he was a sinner. And the Bible says if we say that we have not sinned, then we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And so he could clearly see that he was a sinner. And until we do that, the Lord really can't help us. Today, I want to point out a second thing, and that is that he could see that traditional religion is not always right. Can I ask you a question? Do you believe that everything that is taught in all the churches in this country is true? When one says one thing and another says another? When two men are saying different things on the same subject, the possibilities are is that this man is right and the other is wrong, or this man is right and the other is wrong, but they both cannot be right. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1, we learn that there are many false prophets that have gone out into the world. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." And so that tells us that there is a lot of false teaching that has been mixed in with things that are right. And so we have to be very discerning when we discuss religious matters, when we think about what we're a part of, and use the Bible to settle everything. I think most of us are people who were raised a certain way religiously by our parents. It was sort of a traditional thing. And that's pretty powerful. Someone once said, "What mama whispers in the cradle is carried to the grave." Well, that's fine if what mama taught and if what mama whispered was right. But have you ever stopped to ask yourself, is my religion right? Where do you settle that? Well, you settle it with the scriptures. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, we learn here from this passage that we need to take all our questions and take them to the Bible and let the Bible settle the matter as to what is right and wrong. In Acts 17 and verse 11, it says, "These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness, and they searched the scriptures daily to find out whether the things were so." And so that's the idea. Search the scriptures daily to find out whether the things you are practicing are so. In Galatians 1, verse 13 and 14, we find that Paul realized that many of the things he was doing in Judaism were no longer pleasing, and that he needed to move on and he needed to obey Jesus Christ. In Galatians 1, verse 13, he says, "You have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how that I persecuted the church of God beyond measure, and I tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers." And so he says, "I was following the traditions of my fathers." I want you to notice what he later said about his own Jewish brethren. In Romans, the 10th chapter, beginning in verse 1, he said concerning them, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God." And so this man ends up going against the religion of his parents, against the things that he had previously done, because he learned that all of those traditions were wrong. Don't you know it was hard for Paul to go against the religion of his parents? In Acts 22 and verse 3, he mentions here that he was brought up in that way. In Acts 22 and verse 3, he says, "I am indeed a Jew born up in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of our father's law, and I was zealous toward God as you all are today." And so he was brought up in the things that he had been brought up in, and yet he realizes later that they are wrong, and he needs to turn and do the things that are right. He could see, while he was blind, that traditional religion is not always right. We'll continue to discuss these things in the next week. I thank you so much for joining me today. We invite you to the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of New Cut Road. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 for Bible class, 10:20 for our worship service, and again that evening at 5 o'clock for our worship service. We meet on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock for Bible classes for all ages. We'd love for you to come and be with us. A friendly welcome always awaits you at the Oakland Church of Christ. I'm Jeff May. My time's up. I thank you for yours.